This is Passport to Texas. Urbanization and invasive species are two impacts that led to the decline of the iconic Texas horned lizard. The San Antonio Zoo plans to eventually release lizards from its captive breeding program into the wild.
Management is the first step in this process.
Andy Glusenkamp is director of conservation at the zoo. He says he and his staff will consider environmental factors before releasing lizards onto a property.
One is, are they within the historic range of the species? Two, are there horned lizards there now? This is a really important question, because if there are horned lizards on that property, then that's really a matter of managing existing populations. And I tell landowners they're much better off than having to try and start de novo and establish a population where one doesn't exist. Other criteria are the size of the parcel. Is there enough habitat for the lizards that if we get a population established that it'll be able to not just persist, but the idea is for them to metastasize out into other habitat. And so we're putting lizards back on the landscape and not just on parcels of the landscape.
Andy Glusenkamp says he uses high-resolution satellite-based maps from the Parks and Wildlife GIS department to help assess whether areas have quality habitat for newly minted lizards. We receive support in part from Ram Trucks, built to serve. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.